Be'ezer Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek HaMisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Nizkei Mammon, and the laws of when one's money's damages, in the Sefer Nezikin Book of Damages. In this Perek, we discuss regarding certain public institutions to prevent the problem about damages. As Rambam begins Halacha off regarding the damages that happen from animals that are grazing. Behema Shayser Raya, if there was an animal that was grazing, Uparsha, and it separated itself from where it was grazing, and it was going into fields and to vineyards, and it's susceptible to create damages by other people's fields. Alpha Pisha Dan Lo Yizika, even if it didn't even damage yet. Masun Bivolah Sholish Pam, we warned the owner three times. And this is a contradistinction to that which generally by the halacha of becoming a Sharim Muid, which is after a damage. No, we warned the owner three times, hey, look, your animal's going into the fields. If he doesn't watch his animal and he doesn't stop it from grazing in those other fields and vineyards, even if it didn't damage, so the owner of the field has permission to minimize the amount of damage it's going to be for the owner of the animal, but he's allowed to slaughter it, a kosher slaughtering. And he tells the owner, look, come and sell your meat. Because it's forbidden for a person to damage. I'll pay for the damages. No, I feel a ligrim on Nezikos. Even to cause damage is forbidden. And because this person is not owning up to that, therefore the owner of the field is allowed to slaughter his animal that he doesn't pose a danger anymore. Halacha beis. Lefikach, therefore, asur chachamim, the sages said it's forbidden, legadol behem daka, to bring up in one's possession small livestock, like for example goats. Because small animals, they generally go and wander off into people's fields and vineyards and they cause damage. And again, it's forbidden for a person to do that, even if he intends to pay. And so to b'chay daka be'eretz Yisrael, and it's also forbidden small wild animals in the land of Israel, but mokam asodis v'akram, in the place where there are fields and vineyards. Ella rather, by ye'arim u'bamed barish from Eretz Yisrael. You're only allowed to have them in the forests and the deserts in Eretz Yisrael. However, magadlim b'suria b'chal mokam. In Syria, there is permitted in old places because that's beyond the biblical boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Although David conquered it, it's not going to be considered in the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's qualified like Chutz La'aretz, where a person's allowed to have small livestock, and if it damages, then he's going to pay. Halacha Gimel continues related different institutions that Yeshua ben Nun had made and Shlomo HaMelech made, which relates to people's property and the laws of damages in Eretz Yisrael. Asara Tanoim Hisni Yeshua Ubeis Dinoi. There was 10 stipulations, 10 conditions that Yeshua ben Nun and his courts made b'shosh achilik his arts when they divide Eretz Yisrael. Be'elim and they are as follows. Aleph number one. Hisna, they instituted, shemanan behem daka, that small livestock are permitted to graze by ya'arim in forests, she'elonehem gasen, where there are large trees, and hence, even if the small animals might do something, it's not going to be such a recognizable damage. Aval ein manan shem behem gasen, but large animals cannot graze with it because their damage is going to be more significant. Moreover, if it's a forest where the trees are very thin and small, and we're considered that it might eliminate all the trees, then then you're not allowed to have not large livestock and not small livestock grazing with it, only with the consent and with the awareness of the owner. That's number one. Number two, base. V'chein hisna yosa stipulated shi'i kol odom, that every single person is mutter lalakit eitz mistei chaver, could gather wood from his friend's field, and that is she ate some b'chusim, should be inferior wood, which is very close to being like thorns, like thorns and thistles and thorn bushes, and also she lachim, has to be moist. In contrast, dry is forbidden because that's fit to use as firewood for the owner of the field, and he's not mafka that. Moreover, mechubarim has to be connected, not detached, because whatever he detached for himself. And moreover, bavad shalei yisharish, as long as it does not uproot what he's taking. Avashar eats him, but all of the woods are also forbidden. It has to be only the inferior type of wood. Gimel number three. V'chein his neosis stipulated she kol odom mutter lalakad asavim, that everyone's allowed to gather and pick grass, ha'oilim ha'aleim ha'chamokim, that just grow by themselves in any place, chutz mistei tilsen, except for a field of fenugreek, where the grass actually that grows with it is actually helpful, and therefore it's forbidden, if shezera l'behema, if they only planted it for the animals. Because the grass that's mixed with the fenugreek is actually good fodder. But if you actually planted for people, actually would be permitted even in the Sadeh Tilson, because a person is interested in the fenugreek should nurture from the ground for a long time, and actually then the grass is going to be harmful for it. And how do we know if it's for La'adam or La'behema? Is that if the Tilson was planted for people, it's generally organized in rows, in contrast when it's planted for animals. Dalit, Institution number four was Rechei Nisni also stipulated she adam kaitim netibach hamakom. Person could cut off, break off from a sapling in any place. Chutz migravia shel zayis, except by the olive, when the olive tree gets older and it diminishes the amount of olives it creates. So they cut it down and they leave two grafias, which are essentially two branches, which that's what they leave it with. Now, therefore, you cannot go ahead and break off a sapling, a branch from that, because that would ruin it. But by a large olive tree with a lot of leaves, that would be permitted. But by grafias shalzayis, which is by its bare minimum, that would be forbidden. And ve'enu kaitim min elonis, and this they would say you could break off from the branches of a regular tree, min elonis el bazayis, so you cannot break off from the trees, elo, depending for what, bazayis by an olive tree is kebeya. I mean, you have to leave from the olive tree on the bottom, close to the trunk, which is the place where it starts branching off, as the height of an egg, ubakan v'kvanim, regarding reeds and regarding a grapevine, min hapakok ulamali, you have to leave over from the knot, which is close to the trunk and above, that you let it cut off, that's from that point onwards. Uvisharilin, regarding all of the trees, where are you allowed to break off the branch from? Mitoichai shal ilan. That's the girsa, one girsa from the inside of the tree, or the appropriate girsa is me'evai, which means from the thin branches, or some have the girsa me'chevai, which is where it's hidden, meaning from the middle of the tree, which have many branches, but loy mechudai, not from the branches on the top. Also, when we permitted you to break off, only permitted from a branch that started growing this year, which does not produce produce. But not from an old branch which is producing fruits. And also could only break off a branch from a place that does not see the surface of the sun, meaning from the hidden branches inside the tree, but not from the branches which are visible by the sun, because that's the primary element of the tree, which that's where most of the produce comes from. Hey, number five. V'chein hisnei also instituted shamayin hayutza b'tchila, that a new stream that's coming out, b'nei oisa ir sheyazbegbulim, so the people of the city where it's coming out in their boundaries, mistapkid mimenu, they could utilize without paying, avat b'chein nekar b'chelkim, even if the source is not in their portion, rather in someone else's field, and v'ein lachim l'stapkid mimenu, and no others are allowed to have permission to utilize that stream with them. Vav. Number six, the chinis neosid due to chiyah kolodom, that every single person should be mutu lots of dogum miyom tever, should be able to permit it to fish, to capture fish in the Tiberian Sea, which even though all of it is really in the portion of Shevet Naphtali, but every single person from Klal Yisrael is permitted to trap fish over there. But who sheyotz bechakabulva, but only if you're going to trap only with like a hook or like a small trap, which is that doesn't interrupt the flow of the boats. But it cannot just spread out a net and hold back the boats over there. Only that tribe, their shevet, which the sea is in their portion, they're allowed to do that because that's their rights. Halacha Zayin, the institution number seven. They also instituted any person that has to relieve himself to defecate, he could go off from the road, and he could go behind the wall that he sees over there and relieve himself. And fill the besod the malay karkam, even if it's a field full with saffron, which is highly sensitive, still he could relieve himself with it. But not to and he could take a rock even from the wall. We're not to be concerned that he's destroying the wall. But he could wipe himself. That was also instituted by Yeshua ben Nun. Ches number eight. Chenes neos instituted shekolat toyi ben akramim. If anyone gets lost between the vineyards, but could he think something like that? Mefasig va'ayla mefasig v'yerid. He could break his way through the branches that are in his way. Doesn't have to go all the way around the vineyard. He could go there and go up and ascend or descend Hashayit al Darka until he could get out to his path. Tess, institution number nine. V'chenis ne'os instituted shebizman sheyir b'hatid b'derech rab. If let's say the public roads are very muddy, or nikiy maim, or filled with clefts of water, it's, can't walk through the roads, yesh la'ivri d'rachim, there's permission for the wayfarers, l'stalik l'tzid d'hadrachim, to go and remove themselves to the side of the roads, mahalchem shama, and to go over there, even though they're going on a path which has owners, even though it's private property, they're allowed to walk there. And Yud, takana number 10, that Yeshua ben Nun and his Bezdin did, was v'chein nisni, also instituted shemes mitzvah, a person who dies, it's a mitzvah to bury, because there's no one that, he doesn't have relatives that are available to bury him, is koyin mekami, actually acquires the place where he was found dead, and v'nikba b'mokam shimatzah, and he's buried in the place where he's found. But as long as shelo yehi mutal al hametz, as long as he's not laying across the boundary of the road, neither is he within the city limits. But if let's say he's covering the whole width of the road, and whoever's going to be passing by is going to come tummy, because going over a dead body. Or if it's within the city limits, then you bring him to a cemetery. Halacha dal. Shlomi tikein, Shlomi instituted, she ivrei durachim, that the wayfarers are mutarim b'maisacham, are permitted in the summer months, lahalach bashvilin shabasadis sheshlam balam, to go in the paths in people's fields that have owners, achatated reviyashniya, until it comes the second phase of the rain, because from that point on, the sprouts are already coming out, and it's going to be ruined when they're stepping in it. But in the summer months where there's no such growth, that's permitted up until that point. Halacha hei. Now, but takanas elu, these takanas that we all mentioned up until now, kula noigis b'chal makam, they apply in all places of Elbuchut Lord, even out of Eretz Yisrael. Halacha vav, umashiyad hatal b'bavel, when the dew comes down in bavel, asur lahalach b'shvilin sheshlam balam, then it's at that point that's forbidden to go in the paths that have owners, because again, stepping with one's feet is going to ruin the ground in bubble after the dew comes down, because bubble was very moist, and even just when the dew comes down, it really would ruin it if people would be stepping over there. Halacha Zayin continues with holding on to small livestock and regarding other forbidden animals like swine and dogs. As we mentioned, although one is not allowed to bring up a small livestock in Eretz Yisrael because of the damage they cause, but mutar l'hashaisa, you're allowed to hold on to it, koyim l'regel, before the yomtiv shleishim yom, 30 days, because you need that animal, because you're going to have make food out of it from the yomtiv. So 30 days before the yomtiv, you're allowed to have it. And so to koyim l'mishta benoy shleishim yom, before you're making a wedding for your son, 30 days before, you're allowed to have the animal. So to v'hatabach, the butcher who needs the animal to make meat out of it, to sell, l'kech v'sheichet, he could buy and slaughter, and also the keich hamashe, and he could also buy and hold on to it until he slaughters it little by little. But actually, tetsa b'tir b'ed, as long as it doesn't go out and graze with the flock, as long as elikala masha, rather whoever's holding on to it, masha b'tir b'ed has to hold on to it in his house, kedush leitazik, again, that it doesn't cause damage going to people's fields and vineyards. Halacha ches. Now kvar asu bubble k'eretz Yisrael. Now they already made bubble like Eretz Yisrael for this halacha too. Lesser b'gidl behem adaka b'chay adaka, not to be allowed to bring up small livestock and small animals, small wild animals, and small domesticated animals. Because most of the fields and the vineyards in those days were owned by Jews, and therefore the same takanas would apply for the people in Babel. So to the sages said, it's forbidden to go ahead and bring up swine in any place, and neither dogs. Only if it was tied up with chains, the dog. But you could bring up dogs, Be'iras Mukhlisvar, in the city that's near the boundaries, which is protecting the boundaries. Bayom Kershur, during the day you tie up the dog, Balayal Matir, and at night time you let him out. And the sages said, Or Magadlo Klav Machazim, cursed is the one who brings up dogs and swine, Neshazik and Meruba Matzah, because their damage is many and common, and therefore one should not have the dog and the swine. We said, unless if it's tied up in the chain, but a person should not have such animals. Halacha Yud, Reya Sha'asa Tshuva. If a shepherd repented in not having any more of the small livestock which he was violating, so we don't obligate him to, okay, you want to do tshuva, you have to sell them all right away because now I have these types of animals, because that would be a great loss and that would prevent him from doing tshuva. Rather, he sells it little by little. So if let's say someone just inherited from, let's say, a ger who inherited his father who's not Jewish, and he had a whole field full of these dogs and these swine, so we don't obligate him to sell it right away. Rather, he sells it a little bit at a time.